I'm chatting with Brooke Fraser. The new album, Brutal Romantic, is out November 14th. So, Brooke, you were very early on the bandwagon for Lorde. I remember seeing this tweet, like, years ago that was like, oh, you got to check out this. And I'm like, Lordy, with an E on the end. Okay, she's got 800 followers. Sure, right? And now she's suddenly gone huge as well. There's another band as well, Broods, who are also from New Zealand and also have that kind of sound. Is that just kind of the sound that's coming out of New Zealand right now?
I don't know. I think I'm so proud of those guys. I think they're just doing incredibly, and they're not making anything derivative. They're making art that's really true to them and you know, and says something. So I just think it's awesome. I'm so pumped for them.
So do you get to hang out with them at all?
Actually, I've never met Ella, but Caleb from Broods and I were hanging out at a bar. We were all at a kind of a Kiwi barbecue in Los Angeles a few weeks ago, and he was telling me how one of my concerts was his first ever concert when he was 12 years old, which made me feel so old.
Wow.
Obviously, I was only, you know, 10 at the time.
Of course. So what was your first concert?
My first concert was actually live. I don't even know if you would remember them, but they were like a band in the 90s, like Lightning Cry.
Yeah, they had the Dolphins Cry?
Yes, yes, exactly, exactly. So that was my first concert, and I actually went as a journalist. I was I would write and take photos for the local paper, the youth page.
Oh, wow.
And so I was sent along to, it was my first, like, kind of semi-professional photograph. Graphic assignment. I was sent to cover the concert, and I was so pumped. I had my state, my, you know, my press pass and everything, and I was in front of the barricades for the first two songs, and I just thought that I was killing it. And then I was using my dad's, like, film camera, his analog camera, and the next day I was having trouble. Like, I thought that the film had come off the spool because it was slack. So I took it into this photo lab, and I was like, hey, you know, I think I can't get my film to catch. Can you go into the dark room and take it out safely for me? So they took it away, came back, and they said there was no film in the camera.
So, no!
Yeah, so I was never asked to take photos for the Dominion again.
Yeah. And now look at you. Have they run photos of you in the Dominion?
They have, yeah.
So you've kind of come out better in the end. I'd love to know, what have you been listening to lately?
What have I been listening to lately? I do confess that I have been very intrigued by the T-Swift album.
Uh-huh.
So I've been giving that a bit of love. The new Alt-J as well. Alt-J's my favourite band, basically. So
well, that suddenly makes your new album make a whole lot more sense now, because it's got a little bit of that Alt-J kind of sound to it as well.
Oh, right, yeah. I am pretty much in love with them. So, yeah, Alt-J and T-Swift are on high rotation for me at the moment.
What do you think of the T-Swift album?
I think it's awesome. I think she's just killing it. I think it's, you know, she'll surpass 2 million units or something by the end of this week or something like that, which is insane in this day and age. I don't know if people realise what a huge achievement that is, so I just think she's rad.
Well, the new album, Brutal Romantic, is out November 14, and she's touring Australia as well. She hits Melbourne Sunday the 15th of March 2015 at the Forum. Brooke, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Have a great day. Thanks for your time.